This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Right, you can text the show 713-572-4610. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. We had Nick Caserio on earlier. I'm guessing you'll be hearing parts of that interview on the station throughout the rest of the day. Today, you can listen to that interview on the Odyssey app, on our podcast, the Rewind feature, however it is you want to listen to it. Subscribe to the Payne and Pendergast podcast. Be one of the legions of fans that subscribe to it right now.
Yeah, we do well online for a couple of old guys.
We do. Not too bad. Not too bad.
It's a whole other, I mean, we do. We're not radio guys. We're live streamers.
That's it.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody.
Who happened to put our live stream out on the radio as well.
That's right. So Cal McNair and Hannah McNair met with the media in West Palm Beach this week at the league meetings. And here's what Cal McNair had to say about the state of the Texans right now, where the team is. They're looking to take another step.
Well, we want to win every game we go out. So that's, we haven't quite done that yet. And only one team has, but so this year compared to the year before coming off the playoff loss, we felt we were a little bit away. This year coming off the playoff loss, we felt we were pretty darn close. So I'm sure in the off season the moves are making, and at the draft, and there'll be some more moves here all through training camp right up to the season, and then even in the season. I think we're looking to take another step and excited to see what happens.
The pundits would tell you, the odds makers would tell you, the Texans, in the eyes of the odds makers, are further away now than they were this time a year ago. Yes. Well, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's the most objective way to look at it.
Yeah, I guess they. I mean, there. If you look at any Super Bowl odds board, the Texans are still favored significantly to win the AFC South. But I think the rest of the NFL looks at the AFC South like it's a Group of Five conference right now compared to the other divisions. They're anywhere from like 11th through 15th on any given odds board to win the Super Bowl. This time last year, keep in mind, this is the anniversary today of the Stephon Diggs trade. A year ago today, the Texans traded for Stephon Diggs. And that, I think combined with Danielle Hunter signing with the team a couple weeks before that, shot the Texans to the moon on the odds board. Power rankings, odds board, top five everywhere for the Texans. They are not viewed the same now by that group of people as they were a year ago. Cal McNair says they feel they're closer now than they were a year ago. Where are you with where the Texans are right now as to compare to a year ago?
I think if I just were to break it down by talent on the roster, I think they're closer now than they were then. I think that the defense is just, it's a fundamentally good defense. They have to clean some things up to be a genuine, if they clean a couple things up, they could be a genuinely great defense. But I trust them. I think last year there was a lot of enthusiasm about the promise the offense had shown going from 2023 into 2024. I was consistent with this throughout last offseason.
Yep.
I I was not as convinced that the offense was going to be awesome because they hadn't been a good offense the year before. They've been a promising offense. I was excited about the potential for it. But the big question was really whether or not Bobby Slowick was a good offensive coordinator. And he didn't prove that he was last year. So I think talent-wise, the additions they made in 2024 on defense were good ones. And they made sense. I think the addition of Joe Mixon was a good one. But really, the biggest question is Nick Caley a better offensive coordinator than Bobby Slowick? And we just have no way of knowing that. So I think that I feel better and more solid about certain parts of the team, but Nick Caley is as much of an unknown right now as Bobby Slowick was. So I'd put it at a wash as far as whether they are in a better position or not to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, than they were last year. I think, look, obviously the people that had them touted that high up this time a year ago were wrong. They were not that team. I think they can be wrong this year, too, and maybe ranking them a little bit too low. To me, it's like, okay, if they're right about the offensive line, and being right about the offensive line doesn't mean that they go from being the 29th best offensive line to the third best offensive line.
Yeah.
Being right about the offensive line and what the tenor was in that room and having an offensive line that plays and feels like they genuinely care snap to snap. There were so many snaps last year where you had guys, few of whom are not in the building anymore, just like you'd point out, stop during plays, just look like they're uninterested in blocking
just
on stand screens.
Around, yeah.
Yeah, stand around. If they have guys that are legitimately care and are just, in its totality, are average. Like, if you can go from 29th to 17th or 16th as an offensive line, then I think you do get back to where this team was maybe viewed at, you know, back in that neighborhood last
year.
Well,
and the whole thing about the whole thing about the offense in total, not just the offensive line, is that it was glaringly obviously on the offensive line. But the thing that was driving me insane more and more as the year went along was it was every position group making bad decisions or at times just looking like they didn't know what they were doing. And those screens, as much as, you know, they were awful at running screens, you got to remember on a lot of those screens, it was the receivers who didn't know who they were supposed to be blocking.
Yes.
At various moments in the run game and the pass game, it was the tight ends who didn't know what they were doing. And when the offensive coordinator gets up week after week saying about how we have to execute, when people in every position group are not executing properly, that's the offensive coordinator. It's so much less about the actual play calling as executing the plays that you call correctly. And that is on the offensive coordinator. It's not, you don't separate play calling from execution and say, nope, the play call is the responsibility of the offensive coordinator and the execution is the responsibility of the players. Ultimately, the offensive coordinator is responsible for all of that, and they didn't know what the hell they were doing in any given week. So if Caley is a competent offensive coordinator, there will be better execution. And I don't care as much about the play calling as I care about the execution.
Yeah.
They're just, you can do it, you can run whichever scheme or philosophy you want. If you run the plays correctly, you got a much better chance than having a brilliant play call that people aren't executing properly.
If you're a sales manager and you got a group of salespeople that by and large are not selling, the sales manager gets fired. you know, and the sales manager in this case is Bobby Slowick. Now, you fire a few of the salespeople as well. Like they, you know, and I guess firing the salespeople would be getting rid of Laramie Tunsil and getting rid of Kenyon Green and cutting Shaq Mason. Just wholesale changes. I feel good. Like they are going to be elite on one side of the football. The floor for this team, I think, is decently high. Like this team, barring C.J. Stroud getting abducted by aliens, I think the floor on this team is pretty high considering you get six games inside the division. It's not a great division. You've got a defense that is talented and isn't too top-heavy. You're pretty good at all three levels of the defense, particularly at edge rusher and in the secondary, so you're going to force a lot of turnovers. That defense and your quarterback are going to go win you 8 or 9 games, even if you're not a very good football.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Team.
Yeah, the defense and their ability to force turnovers, which, you know, that can kind of ebb and flow, but recovering the fumbles is the trickier one. There's just some random luck involved with that. Yeah. But I think they're going to continue to get a lot of interceptions. Really, defensively, they got to stop letting up so many big plays.
Yes.
They do a lot of really good stuff for 95% of the snaps, but then they let up a huge play and kind of dash it all against the rocks. That's the one huge area of improvement that would turn them into a genuinely elite defense. And I think a lot of that was really a lot of that was youth in the secondary, yeah, as much as it was anything else. So theoretically, that should get better, but sometimes guys don't get smarter as they get older.
How nervous do you think the people are that are organizing the draft party that Nick Caserio is going to trade out of the first round before the draft, or even worse, at the draft? You got everybody there already.
Yeah. I'm guessing they've got a plan for it.
I guess.
They've got like a little, maybe if they should do something like a giveaway if they do trade out, like a free t-shirt or something. If Caserio trades out.
Yeah, trade out insurance, you know, like something to compensate them if they do. Yeah, because that, I mean, if he gets a godfather, you know, some team wants to trade back into the first round to get Jackson Dart, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like a team, you see that sometimes teams getting back into the first round to draft a quarterback. Lamar Jackson was one of those guys. You know, the Baltimore Ravens traded up to 32, so you get that extra fifth-year option on him. He gets a godfather offer for, like, the 25th pick in the draft, and they trade out, and there's 8,000 people at Discovery Green waiting on the pick.
I'll give him maybe like a gift certificate for free hot dog and a drink or something.
You got to give him something, right?
Don't
you? You
got
to give him like a something at the team store or something like that.
I don't want to say they got to do it. I don't want to get my hands in their business or anything.
That's true.
But it might be a nice gesture.
It'd be a nice gesture. Good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about that a lot.
Some kind of limited apparel or something.
Yeah, something. Or a t-shirt that says, "I was there when Nick screwed the draft party." You know, something.
There's somebody over at NRG Stadium right this moment being like, "You sons of bitches."
No, hey, you got to plan for these things, all right? I'm guessing they are.
Yeah, I'm just helping. That's just what I would do personally.
Yeah,
you know,
it. You do what you want. All right, another member.
I run my pro football team my way. You guys can run yours your way.
Yeah. Another member of the 6'10" staff said yesterday that they could whoop Seth's ass in a boxing match.
Seemed pretty damn confident about it, too. It wasn't just that. It was almost like I was the first person that they would pick to fight in a boxing match.
Very energetic, emphatic statement that they could do this. We'll let you hear that. And what did the listeners to that show think of that proclamation? We've got that for you coming up next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.